Corey, obviously, you know, here we are again. Another tough loss for this team on the road.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's tough when your goalie gives away the game in the first period, so it's not really fair the way I played to start the game to my teammates. Just this team's hard enough to play in their building. To spot them a 4-1 lead, it puts my teammates in a bad spot, and you know, it's just disappointing for me. Just you know, the first period is all stuff I've been working on. Been putting a lot of time working on the exact things that they scored some of their goals on. So for me, it's you know, it comes down to me and being more prepared and being ready to start the game. So that's only going to come from me. So I gotta figure that out and, like I said, give my team a chance and put them in a better spot to win. It's as simple as that.
Does it almost feel like a head game when that first goal goes in for you, that, you know, to sort of try and regroup?
No, I mean, look, you know, it was a bad play on my part, and then you know, I compounded it by knocking it in myself. So, you know, that's first year pro stuff. It's not stuff that should be happening to me right now. And again, it's nobody else's fault but mine. But, you know, it happens. So you have to regroup and shut the door and be better for your teammates and not let it snowball. And unfortunately, right now, it seems like I'm having a hard time preventing that, especially early in the games. And again, that's only going to come from me. It's not going to come from anybody else. So, you know, we just got to sit down and figure it out. You know, I'm not gonna put my head down. I'm not gonna sit here and you know, woe is me type stuff. It's been long enough. You know, you just have to do it at some point. So who knows when that opportunity is gonna come again? But you know, it's I'm just looking at myself right now. That's all.
Can you identify what the difference is? You said these are things you've been working on during practice. Is there something that when you're translating to games just not clicking?
I don't know. That's the question, right? I mean, it's just execution. It's, you put the reps in, and then you just gotta go execute. It's no different than any other player when you practice things and work on them, and you have to translate them to the game. So whether it's mental or physical, you know, I've been around long enough that I need to come up with an answer. So whatever it is, I don't have it right now, but you know, just it's really back to work and back to trying to figure it out. So again, nothing I can do about tonight at this point. You know, just tomorrow's another day. Just be ready to work hard and do what I need to do.
Corey, we talk a lot about the player, but how is this challenging you as a human being, as a person?
Look, I'm lucky to play this game. We all are. Everyone will tell you that it's a privilege to play in the NHL and to play in this league at the highest level. So, again, you know, life's good. You know, life is okay. I got a great family. I'm playing the game I love. And but that doesn't mean you can sit back and just accept it. You have to do something about it. And, you know, like I said, I have no choice but to just, like I said, just work hard and continue to improve and challenge myself just to be the goalie I know I can be. The goalie, you know, was for two periods there, but 40 minutes, 59 and a half minutes is not good enough when you're spotting the team goals and putting your team behind.
Corey, what were some of those things you thought you had shored up that they scored on?
Puck handling. We worked a lot on plays behind the net and sealing the ice, you know, just trying to stay down and not let pucks go under you, you know, getting a little more distance to challenge a shooter off the post. Just things that, you know, if you've watched practice, it's what I've been doing pretty much all year. So that's on me as a pro to translate and make it happen in the game. So it's like I said, it's nobody else.
Did you not see Joseph coming up beyond that first goal? Like, I know you had the one player in front of you and then it came.
Yeah, you know, again, he came hard, that F2. I didn't identify him early enough, so again, that's on me. But sometimes you turn pucks over and you can survive. You can,